The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Petro.
And I'm Jimmy.
Out in Vancouver.
Boring old Martin.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. It's Monarch Weekend, as I'm referring to
it. Is this our first one since Comic-Con?
This is our first one since Comic-Con.
Man.
Yeah.
If you came to that, thank you.
We're so grateful you came to that. That was probably the most magical weekend I think we've had. That was like a local Disneyland.
It was perfect.
But yeah, we're doing Monster Monarch Weekend here. The release of Apple Plus's new series, Monarch,
Legacy of Monsters.
Thank you, sir. One of us watched the title when it rolled. We're doing a debate inspired by such monsters. I love that Martin came up with this idea because this format has a lot of fun. It's got a lot of legs. It can go in any direction.
It's a pitch it.
Exactly. And the idea simply is we're going to pitch you what we think one of the monsters should do with their next project. They're always in the same thing.
That's right.
Right? We want to see some originality. We want to see if they've got some talent.
Range,
exactly.
Right.
So that's
Jim
what
Carrey, the number 23. That's the kind of range we're looking for.
I like that movie.
Me too. Zoe hated it.
Really?
Oh yeah, couldn't stand it.
It's like a film noir murder mystery with the guy from The Mask.
You know, my dad does that kind of shit too. He's obsessed with the number 14 and thinks he sees it everywhere.
Really?
I'm like, no, you're obsessed with it because you see it, not because you see it everywhere, but because you've decided you're obsessed with it.
I've heard of that symptom before, or as soon as you acknowledge it, then
it's like when you buy a car and then you see everybody else with that same car and you're like, wow, now I see it everywhere.
Or when you see a face on an inanimate object and then you see faces on everything, like your
Jesus toast.
The Jesus toast. It's exactly that symptom. So that's what's on the show for you this week, listener. Before we get into it, though, there are things that we are doing. Jimmy, you want to tell them what we're doing in December?
We're doing Christmas movie trivia at the LBJ. It's going to be an excellent time. We're the three rounds are Michael's favorites, Emily's favorites, and Jimmy's favorites. For me, I think that just means I'm going to be talking about Christmas Story.
You know what? And if that's all you want, like you get 10, that's the thing. Emily came up with this idea. Each of us get 10 questions to make them about our holiday things. Now, if you've been to Trivia Part 1 and Part 2 before, you know that we get interactive. You know that we like to show stuff.
But not in a musical, we're coming down the aisles to bother you kind of way.
No, not at all. We don't get off the stage. We just like to bring you closer and bring you into the environment. So, this could be about a Christmas movie. This could be about an actor from a Christmas movie. It could be anything. It's your favorite Christmas related things.
But we do prizes and it's a fun event, and I'm sure LBJ will have some fun Christmas themed things going on there. They always do.
Do you know what they're doing on this one?
No.
They're throwing in their own prize pack.
Well, there you go. Look at oh my goodness. What a fun little treat for everyone that just wants to do some trivia. You get a nice little prize pack. Maybe you win some movie stuff from us. Who knows?
It's a twofer this time because it's Christmas time. I think that's why they wanted to do it. So they've told us they're going to throw in their own prize pack. We're going to give you some tickets to our next trivia night because we want to keep you coming back for more, as well as a $25 gift certificate to recline your ass in a Landmark Theaters near you.
Damn, Michael. Why are we so generous?
We're not rich, so I have no fucking clue. It is the season to be giving. So December 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. It's a Sunday. There's no Christmas parties on Sunday.
It's almost like we're the best local podcast.
Right? Like, you got nothing to do on a Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. You want to do something before you got to turn in and go back to the week. It's not going to interfere with the Christmas party. It's not going to interfere with a family event. It's something to do on a Sunday night.
That's right.
So come. Buy your tickets right now. They're on Eventbrite. I think it's like $6 a ticket, which is super cheap. Delicious beer, as Jimmy mentioned, Little Brown Jug, 336 William Avenue, December 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. Please fucking come. We'd love to see you there.
Good read.
Anyways, let's step off this mortal fucking coil and get into what we watch this week. Jimmy, why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, the new season of Dragula has just started, and Zoe and I have been crushing that.
That's a Shudder thing.
Right? Yes, it is, sir. We got our Shudder in Halloween, and I forgot to cancel it. And then
I remember you told me that. I canceled mine.
Well, and then the new season of Dragula came out, so I was like, well, I guess we're keeping it until the season's over. But it's truly one of the best things that they have on Shudder. It's RuPaul, but it's better than RuPaul because everybody's much, not that they're nicer, but everybody's just a little more authentic, I feel. And it's, you know, it's monster makeup. It's disgusting. It's It's just beautiful.
Is it like chest pieces and head pieces and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I really think you and Shauna would enjoy it quite a bit because the drama's there, and I know you guys like your reality TV too.
We do. Well, she does. I've learned to.
You know, I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I am. I'll admit I liked Big Brother for a long time, but...
Is it falling off the
I like Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, you do. Is that because we're just nicer in Canada?
You know, it's funny. I think it's because the production value is less, but they don't make it feel like it's any less.
Okay.
In the American one, you can tell the production value is so high, but they're just doing too much.
It's like in a...
It's not about the contest anymore. It's about the theatrics, and it's just, eh.
Can we be Wipeout but Big Brother?
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
Is there anybody like who has played in the RuPaul world that comes into the Dragula world at all? Is there any crossover?
I think this is season 5 and season 3 that did happen.
Okay.
And the way that they were portrayed on RuPaul was as not the nicest person. And then they come on to Dragula and it's like the way that they edited me there and everybody knows them as a person on the
show.
Yeah, and they're
yeah.
like, well, that's not the way that you've been here at all. And it's like, that's not the way I am. And it's just...
That's
you know,
not who I am. This is not how God made me.
Exactly. I just, you know, I love the horror aspect to it. I love the camp of it all. You know, that's what I love about drag mostly is the hack and the camp. And
yeah,
it's just
definitely.
Brings me joy.
I think that's what brings, like, you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that because this is something I was going to tell you guys. It's perfect time. So we've been watching Face Off.
Hey, I was going
to
start it.
Okay. So have you guys ever had this happen to you where you watch a thing and because of streaming now, you may not be caught up like in real time. It's probably got 20 seasons, but Netflix has only bought the 4th season.
Oh, I hate that.
I fucking so hate stupid. That.
So yeah. like I'm sitting here watching Face Off and I'm like, man, this show is awesome. I'm going to fucking post about it. So I get all the way through this post and I'm like, I'm going to self check. What season are we in? And I was about to be like, oh my God, the most recent season of Face Off is fucking lit. And it's season 4.
And what season are they on?
15.
Oh my God.
It actually stopped being produced in 2018.
Oh my God.
So
it's I didn't
not,
know that.
So like I'm sitting here and I'm like, did and then I'm gonna tag Doug Morrow in it.
No!
I'm gonna tag all the makeup artists, I'm gonna tag fucking Aaron in it. And then I'm like, hang on a second here. If you're gonna put yourself out there, make sure your dates are right. And I go and I'm like, thank fucking Christ.
You did great work.
Well, I held back on that one. But
well, that's good to know because I was excited to watch it, but I didn't know it was from 10 years ago.
Well, and like Shauna's like, now it's like, why? That's why they're dressed the way they are. Like their style is
it's
different.
It's very 2008.
It's very like super hard emo dudes with nail polish.
Baggy jeans are still a big thing.
Yeah. Like all, it's so fucking dated. And we're just sitting there being like, wow, these people are just cool, right? They're bringing the style back. And we're like, nope, this is from 2008.
So that's fantastic.
I thought you guys would enjoy that. So just a word to the wise out there, everybody, if you're catching shit on streamers, make sure
it's not always the most recent
season. Not always the most recent thing. And Amazon Prime fucking does that too, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we'll buy the middle season of a thing.
Or sometimes just the middle episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like they used to have Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, but only like 3 episodes out of 1 season. And I'm like, how does that even work?
Yeah, what did you pay for? That was water, listener. What did you pay for 3 episodes that you think people are
just
going to...
I just don't understand.
Makes no fucking sense.
If anyone wants to buy me a gift, the complete Space Ghost on DVD would be fantastic.
What season is Dragula on?
This is season 5. It's been okay.
Are you sure?
I am. Last season was an all-star season, and it was okay, but season 3... I think.
So wait, for someone who's never seen Dragula.
Yeah.
Yeah, sell them.
Is it like drag but with horror?
Exactly. That's the
Rob Zombie's the host.
For sure. No, Rob Zombie's not the host. But they do get fantastic guests to be the judges every week. Like last week was Matthew Lillard.
Oh,
for example.
Shit. Five Nights at Freddy's boy.
Yeah, exactly. And he couldn't promote his goddamn movie because at the time
Sang
they
strike.
Shot it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
But it's RuPaul, but it's horror, and it's not just horror makeup. It's truly
monster makeup.
Some of the things they do are truly disgusting.
Special effects makeup,
yeah. It's just like one of them. The theme was make yourself into a disgusting garbage pail kid. You remember the garbage pail?
Oh, that's the best movie.
Yeah, so make yourself into a disgusting version of that. So one of them made their head a fucking hemorrhoid, and then when they squeeze it, ooze comes out of the holes on their face. It's just. You know,
I'm getting
beautiful.
My Shudder account back.
It's just beautiful. If you liked Face Off, Mike, you're gonna fucking.
Oh, we love Face. We
watched. You're gonna love this shit.
All right. Well, and Shauna watches Drag too. Tony, Kelly, they're all big RuPaul.
Get them to watch fucking Dragula.
Okay, I'm in. This season, how many hemorrhoids out of 10?
This season so far, there's two or three queens that I really think are going to take it, and the rest are kind of just floating. I'd say so far about a 6.5, 7. Nothing will ever compare to season 3.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
So if you're going to start anywhere, the first two seasons where they were just starting, obviously, the budget's a little bit lower.
As is, yeah.
So it's a little rough around the edges, but season 3, you can tell they were able to hire things like an editor. And,
and piece together scenes.
Production design, yeah.
In continuity.
And so it's just, and it all came together so perfectly. Hosted by the Boulé brothers, not actually brothers. They're not brothers. They fuck.
That's their stage name.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the Boulé brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Off stage, we're just Sam.
They fuck, but they aren't brothers. I had to Google it just to make sure. But they...
I'm okay if they are and they fuck. I mean, it's America. Like, whatever, the world we live in now. Anything else before you want to concede your time to Martin?
No. I think if you like things like Face Off, if you like things like RuPaul. Combine those two loves together into Dracula.
Oh, I meant anything else you watched.
Oh, anything else? No.
No, that will get
no.
No. Fine.
Invincible, but we could talk about that another time.
Jesus, we can. look at the boys. I watched half the first episode. My God, is it good. Robert fucking Kirkman, my love for you knows no bounds. Okay, Martin, you, sir, the floor is yours.
So I watched... Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, because we were talking about that today. So
Smart man. You go first. I'll follow up on you.
It's pretty good so far. It starts off a bit slow, but I think my favorite thing about this is if you look in the credits, Wyatt Russell plays young Lee Shaw, and then his dad, Kurt Russell, plays old Lee Shaw.
Literally in the credits.
This is the best part. They play the same character because it takes
time,
place
right?
through two different time period. So yeah. I think after post World War II, and then a year after the first Godzilla movie.
Well, it just makes
well, and I think too the stuff that's taking place in the 70s for the young Wyatt Russell stuff is what happened in Kong Skull Island.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So all of this fits together.
It's all canon.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's all like I think it's the purpose of this is to kind of link all the movies together.
Hell yeah. Well, it's always been confusing about what's together and what isn't.
Yeah, and like they haven't gone. It's not congruent.
Okay.
Anyways, Martin, carry on.
And then I guess you're gonna find out what Monarch is the whole point, right? So what they do, why they're there, like what their end game is,
what they're studying.
The
yeah. Okay. Because
you always see them in the background of all the monster movies, but you never know. Well, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what's their end game?
Are they good? They bad? Indifferent?
Don't know.
I feel like it's somewhere in between.
What did you think of, like, okay, here's a good question, because this is what I was asking myself and hoping would happen, but Martin, you've made the argument before, like, when you watch a Transformers movie, you're like, I could give a shit about the humans, right? Because yeah. I just want robots. Well, when we watch a monster movie, right, we want monsters.
That's how I felt about Godzilla and Kong.
Okay, right?
Yeah, I could give a shit about what Millie Bobby Brown and the gang are doing.
Yeah.
I want to see them fight.
Yeah, go back to the Upside Down. But, like...
I think this one we focus. I think this one the point of it is to focus more on the people.
Okay,
that's Monarch, right? It's I guess the monsters are there, but they're not the main focus. The focus is like who the hell is Monarch? Why are they there? Why do they know so much about all these monsters and stuff like that? So I think in this one I give a shit more about the people. I love the monster fights, but I don't think that's the focus of it. And you can tell by each episode, it's not the monsters aren't really the focus of it. It's the organization of Monarch, right?
They're doing the Jaws thing where, like, they're teasing you. Like, the first minute.
Yeah.
The first minute of the show is a monster fight.
Hell yeah.
And John Goodman.
Bring us in.
So, like, you get, and it's monsters, two monsters.
John Goodman was in Kong Skull Island, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's what's happening is that during, I think, that trip, they get you real quick. He's videotaping some shit. He's got to save the tapes, throws them into the ocean. They get discovered on a Japanese fishing boat. They get moved around the world. They get hidden. And these tapes are what prove that Monarch exists, and you're bouncing between the two timelines.
Neat.
Yeah. But it was like a spoiler alert. The spider crab and the giant spider are the ones that fight in like the first minute.
Just the crab and a spider.
Yeah. And John Goodman like.
Big crab and a spider.
I mean, Apple fucking is killing it with their production value. Like, they just upped their
price. They got that money.
They upped their price $4, but you know what? I'm willing to pay it for the shit that they're making.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's $12.99
See,
now.
And that says something, because when Netflix upped their price, you were like, I'm not going to do it.
You were
considering not doing it, right?
Yeah, I'm all talk.
I love seeing Anders from Workaholics in it, too.
Yeah, the cast is...
the Bears from Workaholics.
The cast is really good. We haven't met old Kurt Russell yet in the first, and they dropped two episodes, didn't they, Martin?
Is there a better way to do past and a present with without doing a father and son? Like, that's just so perfect.
It's funny because Wyatt, like, he legit. So Kurt Russell still sounds like Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Like, you know how he sounds in all his movies?
Oh, so Wyatt Russell has to do a Kurt
Russell. Sounds like his dad.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In the show.
Shauna said the same thing. She's like, look at that nose. That's Kurt Russell right there.
That's Disney boy, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, no, they drop you right in on, like, what happens after Godzilla Day in the first one, like Martin cool. says. And like,
so, sorry, the first one is in, like, the Matthew Broderick?
No, this is the one with the
that one.
What do you call it? Okay.
Well,
Olsen,
I don't know.
No. The Olsen, Brian.
The Olsen girl.
The Olsen. Oh. The Brian Cranston one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Brian Cranston and Olsen girl.
See, now I'm here.
Matthew Broderick and Hank Azaria, that one?
Yeah, that's not canon.
Maybe in your life.
That's not, it's okay. I mean,
that's my canon event, is watching that Godzilla
Puff Daddy.
Movie.
That's all I remember. Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page.
They don't. Oh my God. He did.
Come with me.
Oh my God. I remember that song, Martin.
That's one of Zoe's favorite movies.
They don't use a big pile of fish in this one, I can tell you that. But they also, like, yeah, they're going to go long. Like, I think it's going to probably be 8-10 episodes.
Are there going to be eggs?
There already were.
Oh! There are eggs already. There yeah. are eggs.
Yeah.
Because there was there a Mothra eggs, egg in one, right?
Mothra eggs were in, I think, King of the Titans.
King of Monsters?
King of Titans or
something
the,
like that.
The Titan
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
King
that
of
was,
Monsters?
Yeah.
King of the Monsters.
Yeah. And I was like Martin says, it's about the people. Like they do this cool bit where you've seen it before where as soon as they show up to a site where there might be a monster.
Okay.
They are using a Geiger counter and they're reading. And then they get closer and closer and then the Geiger counter stops reading nuclear waste. And they even make a throwback to, like, these things love eating bombs. Like they make a callback to, like, when the other one, like, when Muto eats the fucking nuclear bomb off the train in one of them.
All those classics are on Tubi, I believe.
Like, the old ones?
Yeah.
I mean, and, like...
Tubi or Crave?
I think it's cool that they're actually placing it in Japan. I don't know. Did you like that?
It's about time.
They did, Martin. Like,
yeah, but I mean, Godzilla. They're going to have to put something about that, right?
It's always Japan, San Francisco. So.
It would just be rude to not recognize that that's where it was made. That's where the culture comes from. And to set it back in, like, post-Godzilla Day. And then, like, they've got Godzilla bomb shelters.
They made the kaiju what it is. Yeah.
Totally did. I don't know, Martin. What else did you think about it?
I'm wondering where they're going to, like, how long is it supposed to be, like, this series? Like, what, how long are they going to fill the time pieces, the gaps and stuff like that? Like, I'm wondering where they're going to take the series and stuff like that. Hmm. So it'll be interesting to see. Was Wyatt Russell's character in the, which one was that one?
He was in the first one. We didn't watch the second one because I had to, it was a school night.
No, but like his character in the movies. Was he in the movies?
No, he was never in, I don't think
yeah,
Kurt
don't
Russell,
think so.
Wyatt.
He's all the characters, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the current day stuff is trying to tie together a mystery from the past, and Wyatt Russell's character will obviously show up as Kurt Russell, and
right.
and it'll be the guy who's been tracking monsters his entire life.
I like that so much because then when you go into the future, there's no wondering, oh, is this that guy or is this Wyatt Russell's character? It's like, no, that's fucking Kurt Russell. You know, you just know, you know?
Yeah. And I just love how Martin pointed it out in the credits you're watching. You're like, how's this going to play out? Oh, okay.
The
old and young. Easy to figure out. I mean, I don't know. Do you think Kong's coming, Martin? Do you think they'll even think about that?
I don't know. Like, what's going to happen? Because, I mean, I thought.
What's the plan?
We were going to see Godzilla.
Right,
like,
quick.
That's what we're going to see in, like, one of the first episodes. But I guess it's like, it's a different kaiju. There's so many different kaijus. Like, did you. There's like, if you look on I can't remember, it's the MonsterVerse website. There's so many different monsters,
yeah,
that they can draw from. So, I think I don't know if we're gonna see. They might reference it, but I think they're gonna focus on
save
stuff
the fan
that we
favorites for
before.
The end. Yeah,
in the current movies and TV shows, like stuff that they've had probably in, you know, the old 60s or 70s Godzilla stuff.
Yep.
Maybe they'll do that stuff. But
do
yeah.
you is this supposed to be a limited series? Like maybe one season, and then it's just linking into movies.
I can't see how it'd be one season.
I can't see either.
It's got to be more.
Well, okay.
There's so much time that they can put into it. Like much time they can cover.
1973 to 2014. So it's nothing post 2000. Like everything that's going on is what's going on in the background that they'll eventually probably uncover.
Yeah, but they still have Blackberries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's hard set in early 2000s.
I
like
had a Blackberry at that time, yeah. I was a businessman.
So it's the response of the Godzilla attack originally and then Monarch's history.
Response to it and why they've been studying and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's got good bones. Should be a good time. What's your first
Acting's
thought?
Acting's great. I love the acting. Like, all the cast is really good. The actors are great.
A lot of not big names, too. Like, Wyatt and Kurt are the only two names, like, in the first...
Yeah, there's only two big... Well, and come on, the Durst. The Durst.
Sorry. Yeah, the Durst. My bad. But, like, the ones that, like, were really prominent, it's a daughter looking for her father, finding out that there's something else going on across the world that she doesn't, like, to avoid spoilers, she doesn't know about, so she goes to Japan and then runs into her father's past. And, like, I've never seen any of these kids, but they're very good actors.
Do you think we'll get Cranston and Aaron Taylor Johnson at some point?
Well, okay, if 2014 is post-Godzilla Day, then
yeah.
Bryan Cranston's dead and Aaron Taylor Johnson's right. kicking around.
So he's got to be around somewhere. He's just busy craving.
He's busy almost being a mutant. Who knows if they bring him back for Quicksilver. Anyways,
yeah.
What's your first thoughts on it, Martin? How many motus?
I'm going to give it 8.
Motus
out of 10.
Yeah.
Michael?
You know that noise? Every time Godzilla shows up on a screen, it's that horn?
Yeah.
I'm giving it 8 horns.
8 horns.
8 Godzilla calls.
Yeah, you recognize the horn, too, when in a couple of the episodes. Like, ooh, that's the horn.
It is. It's like the air horn they use to tell everyone, because now they've got these monster fallout shelters.
Right.
So when they get you to go to them, it's that horn.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
That's interesting, because you always just hear it, but you never really...
Yeah. And, like, you know something with a big footprint's coming when you hear that noise.
Imagine, there's got to be a whole new insurance for that.
Monster insurance?
Like, my God.
Rampage insurance?
Like, Oklahoma doesn't have to worry about that. They got their tornado insurance, but you
That's
go over
I'm
to
wondering.
San Francisco.
Like, I don't think insurance companies should exist, because they would just always lose money.
Really,
like,
though?
You
that's
can't be an
so
company
much.
Make profits, because you would just be broke all the time.
The whole city would be destroyed. Like, who pays for that?
Would be like, what? Your premiums would go through the roof.
Yeah. Your premiums.
My premiums!
It'll be called the butterfly effect when Mothra flaps her wings.
God damn it.
Houses just go flying.
Mothra's a good guy.
I know Mothra. Mothra and Godzilla.
She would never.
I'm sorry I'm speaking ill of
How dare you disparage the name of Mothra.
Or superheroes. Like, you can't, like, you can't super high. I'm going off topic, but superheroes, like, can you imagine being an insurance company in a superhero, like, if you lived where superheroes live?
You just would.
An invincible.
Well, it's like that scene. It's like that scene in The Boys where they're in that support group and they're talking about what happened to him. And he's like, I'm glad that Tech Knight saved me, but he snapped my spine when he caught me.
Exactly. Or the opening sequence.
But who pays
when, like,
for that?
When he runs by and then all What's-His-Face is holding is the hands.
Yeah.
Right? Like that.
Who pays for that?
Who do you sue?
And all he we got was an apology.
Or just
I guess,
like,
they tried to give him money to be silent.
Homelander like jumps to fly. He always leaves a dent in the ground.
That can't be good structurally.
Like, as speaking as three
and
people,
you have to, like, get a crew to repair that.
And in Winnipeg, that's not going to happen.
No, they're going to come for
that
you.
That hole's going to be there till 2045.
And they're going to fill it with a truck. It's just going to drive over.
No, they're just going to use dry ramen.
It's got good bones.
It's got good bones.
It's got a good structure.
It's solid when you get it wet.
It expands and fills the
right.
hole. And smells like spicy chicken. What is the fucking
God
city?
Damn it.
No kidding.
Winnipeg smells like spicy chicken now?
No, I wish.
Just at the daughter.
Yeah, just.
yeah, okay.
Shout out to the daughter. I started a new reality. I watched a bunch of reality shows this week. I'll cap this off here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Martin, anything else before we go on?
No, that's it.
All right, I'll make this short and sweet. So we, obviously, we're all over Survivor right now.
Yeah.
They brought back Survivor Auction this week. I don't know if you remember that from back. So you find money in the woods.
Oh.
And then you get to go bid on food.
Oh.
But you don't know what's under the case that holds the
so
food.
So it's like Storage Wars.
Kind of. Yeah,
no, that's exactly
Are
like
there any duds, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you get? Like,
what's
spoiled
a dud?
Fruit
a
and stuff?
A dud?
Yeah.
Some guy got two giant, like, Bermundi fish eyes.
So what do you...
He bit into it.
Oh.
And, like, it popped and, like, it sprayed everywhere. And there was, like, and then he slurped it.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, there was one of those. Someone else got, I think he was the only one who really had a dud. Everybody got, like, wine and cheese or beer and pretzels.
But that's not necessarily the best thing.
no.
to help you in competition.
It isn't. It's just a quick
As
fix.
Discussed in our Survivor episode. You should check that out.
Go backwards, listener. You'll find it. Type Survivor in the search bar. But, yeah, so that's been good. They've been doing – I think they should do a legacy game every season now where they bring something from the old game back to the new game.
Well, it's something for the previous viewer who has stuck around this whole time.
And it could be a Jeff thing ongoing. Who knows? But I think it's going to do well.
See, I've heard somebody tell me that this season doesn't focus as much on the competition and it's a lot more just talk and strategy.
It does. You get – there's less action this season in
– But it's the 90-minute episodes, right?
But it's a 90-minute episode. Okay. So what you're – they've done these things too where like something's happening.
Is this like a 90-minute Tarantino movie?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Survivor Tarantino. Is that all dialogue?
Yeah, it actually, really there's a lot of talking heads. You're totally right. It's like if Tarantino got a hold of in the editing room.
Tarantino Survivor?
A lot of feet in Survivor. Oh, boy.
A lot of bunions
no
in
shoes,
Survivor,
yeah.
right? Sand feet.
He'd love it there.
Ugh. Fucking fetish. Anyways, no, so yeah, you're right. The 90-minute episode, both Survivor and Amazing Race have done it.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
I like it.
Okay.
Only up until I want to watch something else, and I'm like, oh, there's another fucking half an hour to go. So that's that. Whatever. But I mean, it makes it more interesting. They do these things. They do these cut tos now, where like something's happening, and all of a sudden they're like, cut to what you didn't see earlier.
Oh.
And then a whole thing plays out. So they're playing.
So, like, there will be an argument, and you're like, well, what happened there? And then they'll cut back to what actually
at Tribal.
It. Oh.
Why can't they, like, you know how they did in Big Brother, where you just have, like, a live streaming 24-7 of Survivor?
Yeah.
They do that? They do.
Still do
and
that.
Like, they have an episode that just captures the day or whatever. You know what I mean? Or captures the week.
I wonder if that would be tough just because of the woods setting, but you could still set up cameras. Do they have Wi-Fi out there?
Our Survivor knowledge has increased tenfold because they finally started doing a podcast companion.
Sweet.
Or a companion podcast. So it's Jeff being interviewed at the end of each episode about what his take is.
Okay.
We found out that Ponderosa might still be filmed, which is what Martin's asking.
Okay.
I don't know if there's access to it anymore. You might only get it online, but that's exactly what it is it's all day, unedited.
Because Big Brother does that, and that's what people want to watch. They didn't do it for Canada this year, and every time they posted anything, all the comments were bring back the live stream.
Because it's like watching the World Series of Poker unedited.
Yeah.
Right? You're waiting.
I just wanted to see a boob.
That too.
when I was a kid, I was like,
it's going to happen.
I'm going to keep live streaming. Someone's going to be fucking tuning in at 2 a.m.
waiting for hours.
Give me some doggy style on the beach in Fiji. Fuck. They've also, we found out that you spend 2 weeks alone before you actually go into the game.
Really?
So everybody is shipped to the island. They're 2 weeks alone, all by themselves.
How does that? So they move one person in, they move the other person out?
No, they have like pods.
Oh, I see.
And you live in your pod, and then after 2 weeks, you're brought on the, like, the boat shot in the beginning of an episode is after they've been there for 2 weeks.
What
so what's
the
in the
fuck?
Pod? Like, is it still like, it's just like a regular hotel stay, or do you like have
well,
a,
no, no, no.
Is it like a test?
It's not a, I think it might be a test.
Just to see if they could maybe do this
it's,
for a little
it's
bit.
It's not the game.
Yeah.
You're fed, you get up.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice, right? 2 weeks of like solitude and trying to figure shit out and maybe
so that's probably just like for the producers. It's like on American Idol when they have
I
to
agree.
Sing for the producers first.
Yeah.
And then they actually get to go for the judges.
Yeah,
whether
they just
they're
didn't
terrible
find
or not.
You. Like you had yeah. to prove your worth.
Yeah.
So
then they're not wasting their time.
But there are people, guys, who will charge a fee to coach you on how to get on Survivor. And they talked to Jeff about it in the first episode of this year's podcast. And he's like, listen, we picked three people who were coached, but it's not why we picked them.
Right.
Every contestant gets an email after their video has been reviewed. And it's a 2-hour sit down with Jeff via Zoom.
Wow.
And he picks you out of the cream of the
crop.
Because
it's his baby now.
Exactly. So I might. And when I come on with you, he's like, when I come on and talk, I'm just like, how you doing? What are you up to? How's your life? Like,
yeah.
it's a very informal conversation, and he's trying to find that essence about you. So you can get coached to get a good video, and it might get you to that round, but you can shit the bed as soon as you're on
totally.
Your own with Jeff.
Yeah.
And then everybody watches that tape after, and then they see if it's
Would
worth
Would you ever
it.
Send one in? Have you considered it?
I mean, I have. I've always considered wanting to either do Survivor, Amazing Race, or Big Brother, but I don't have a job that would say, here's 38 to 45 days
yeah,
of your time off.
Yeah, and you just can't
off.
Say, fuck off, I'm going to win this shit.
I'm not that
confident,
right?
Then you come back after a week.
So, but anyway, so all this reality television is leading to this new show we found, which I think is new. I'm not sure.
The Circle.
No, it's called The Exhibit. and it's on CTV.
Pimp My Ride. I've seen that.
It's artistic, but it's an art school at the Smithsonian giving 8 artists 6 weeks in 6 different competitions to prove themselves as the next artist to be in the Smithsonian's Art Now installation. Cool. So they're given a challenge, and then you've got a painter, a sculptor, an impressionist, someone who does virtual, someone who does print, all trying to capture the same commission.
A stand-up comic.
Sure. This is how I perform my fucking art. It's on CTV. It's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
There's this guy named Misha on it who's won my heart. He's this designer, I think, in New York. He's weird. He's super talented. He's making all of the, like, he did a virtual reality design and then made it into, like, clay and actual sculpturing. It's super cool. That's, like, for a reality TV show, find. It's a little stuffy because they're like, the commission this week. But it's a 8-week challenge. Sorry, it's 8 weeks with 8 different challenges.
Yeah.
And they're given, like, weeks in advance to prepare.
Okay, that's great.
And then they film it. And at the end of it, it's like your whole entire art installation must say something, and then you get a spot at the Smithsonian, then you win a challenge, then you get to teach at 2 different art schools and have like a posting.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, if you're into art and you want to see some weird shit being made, like, and they're like, make something about social justice, make something about surviving COVID, make something that is about, I don't know, like Misha did this thing called Faquita Milk. The Faquita, there's only 10 of them in the world. They're miniature dolphins.
Okay.
They exist off the Spanish coast, and they're endangered as endangered could be.
Yeah.
And no one knows about them. They keep being hunted. One gets taken out every so often. So he's like, I wanted to do something mirroring what happens when society just rips animals from the wild. And he made a Faquita milk bar where he made a sculpture of the Faquita and then had milk come out of it that you could drink.
Wow.
Because that's what humans would do. Like, that kind of shit's being made on the show. So I give this 8.
Was it 2%?
Maybe a little thicker.
It's breast.
I mean, yeah, it's tail milk, actually. I don't know where the breast is on a Faquita. But anyways, I give it 10 fucking Faquitas out of 10. It's a very fun show. So
makes me think of Drink Masters.
It's very similar to that, but it's art. And they all know, they're like, okay, we wanted you to talk about this and try to explain that and do all this shit. But
right.
At the end of the day, it's art being argued for art's sake, but it's also subjective and all this shit.
That's the hardest part. Well, that's what you know what's funny? That's what they always say on fucking Dragula. They're always like, we're not here to judge your drag because drag is art and art is subjective, but we're also going to judge your drag.
Exactly. Like, did you understand the concept?
I was like, then what is this? If we're not going to be judging their drag, what are we doing here?
No, and they all realize, they're like, what you've made is beautiful. What you've done is impressive.
Yeah.
But
here's why it sucks.
Here's why it, yeah, they sandwich you with a compliment, right? They're like, insult, compliment, insult, or compliment, insult, compliment.
You put bread here, and what does that make you?
An idiot sandwich. A lamb sauce. Anyways, so yeah, the event, it's streaming on CTV. I don't think you can watch it on the...
CTV's got some fucking gems on there. Same with Global.
Thanks, Mark, for your CTV password, bud.
A lot of it's free, too.
It is. Yeah. Well, and like, but we're going in, like, I've gone into like the deep recesses of CTV, where they've got like Beachcombers and shit. Like, they've got all the old stuff.
You know the dad from Corner Gas was on Beachcombers?
Really?
Yeah, I forget who he plays, but he was on there.
Why do I think he's the old man with the toque?
Probably. I mean, he might have been a young man at that time.
Fuck, he was so good on that show. I got to watch that show again.
It's on CTV.
Martin, what time is it?
Brent Butt.
It's butt time.
It's debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body system.
I don't know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, you can't. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yes. As mentioned at the top of the show, we are doing our pitch it format for you this week, listener. And what that entails is all the monsters from the Monarch universe, they might have some range. They might be able to do some shit besides just stomping on things.
But no one's
things.
Ever asked.
No one's ever asked.
That's right.
So we're going to ask them.
It's the world's largest elevator.
They're going to ask.
Well, we're going to tell them what we think they should do. And the last time we did this, we pretended to be, who did we pretend to be? John David Washington,
that's
actually.
Right.
So,
And Denzel,
yes. it was a performative piece, that episode.
It was supposed to be just JDW.
It got out, there's everything here. It morphs into its own thing. So one of us will play said monster during the other's pitch, and we'll have some fun with it. And I think we'll go in the order we started, Jimmy, Martin, me. Sound
sure.
fair? Yeah? Cool. Awesome. Okay, so really all it is it's a brief. Martin likes to say 3 minutes. I like to say five. We meet somewhere in the fucking middle. So it's just a brief idea of what they should do. You've got them in an elevator. Well, in this case, maybe they've crushed the elevator.
Well, you know, the CN Tower glass can hold 13 hippos.
Are you serious?
That's what it says.
Wow. Did you hear Jared Leto climbed the Clyde? He clided. He climbed one of
you
those
You know, I don't
towers.
Care. That man loves attention.
Fucking such a dick. Such a dick. He was hanging off some big building in New York somewhere. Maybe the Chrysler. I don't know. Okay. So yeah, there is no law. There is no rules here. This is what you think.
Good, because I did it wrong.
That's fucking fine. Who cares? It's your interpretation. It's your dance, so to speak. It's a contemporary piece.
So, all right. I'll go first.
Who's your monster, first of all? Who am I playing? Or who's Martin playing?
So it's a kaiju.
Okay.
It's a kaiju. It's maybe not traditional in the Monarch sense.
Kaiju's a kaiju is a kaiju.
I'm so glad that you said that, Mike, because I picked the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And I'm going to be...
Maybe I retract that.
Asterisk on this one.
Yeah.
If it wins.
There's an asterisk, first of all.
Okay. Well...
Monarch Monster, everybody. Monarch Monster.
He hasn't shown up yet. He hasn't
fair
shown up yet. You
enough.
Said yourself, Godzilla's not even there yet.
Hey, man,
so
if
maybe
he wins, if he shows up, we'll take the asterisk off.
Thank you.
All right. So
So I am going to be pitching Mr. Stay Puft.
I'll be
a late night talk show.
Oh, interesting.
Where he'll be the host of this late night talk show. Because honestly, like, I think James Corden's done for good reason. That guy sucks. You're telling me. I mean, he's got Leno jaw. You know what I mean? Like, he's got talk show face. He's light. He's nice. He's fluffy. He's got everything that a talk show host should have. You know, easy to talk to, lovable, soft.
Jimmy, did you pick Stay Puft because you just watched Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Yes.
It's on Netflix this weekend.
Yes, I did. So, basically, I want to pitch this as an episode that he could have.
Sure.
So for our first guest on this episode, we would have a zoologist Mothra showing off a Mothman. Yeah. He's going to show us off his new Mothman and how to train them at home. After our zoologist Mothman.
He has a Monarch Monster. I'm okay with this now.
We've got Godzilla promoting his new TV show, Monarch Legacy.
I think he comes in episode 3, Martin. We haven't seen it yet.
It's very exciting. He'll be on later in the show to talk about his new movie. The band, we're going to have the three-headed dragon playing all the instruments.
Oh, you got the Hydra.
Yeah, the Hydra will be playing all three instruments.
I can't wait to tell you mine. I'm so excited.
But I imagine he's going to be dressed like Paul, where he's going to wear three piano ties.
Because he's three. Fair enough.
Our camera operator / producer is obviously Mechagodzilla. He comes with everything built into him. He's got every equipment.
He just
that we
looks
possibly
at a thing
need.
And it
exactly.
Records,
he's
right?
Recording exactly. And then for our Andy Richter is going to be King Kong.
they've got chemistry.
Yeah, right. Well, I was like, Zoe, I feel like we need one more, and she's like, well, what about the guy that's on the couch? And I was like, you mean Andy Richter? And I was like, you need an Andy Richter, and she's like, King Kong. And I was like, I couldn't agree more.
Is Andy Richter still around?
Conan is, right? Yeah, so yeah. I imagine so. You know, well, and is there a second guy on the chair for any other talk show?
No.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel's got his guy.
Jimmy Kimmel's, not Eduardo, Guillermo.
Yeah, Guillermo.
And,
Cousin Sal.
Oh, Craigie Ferg had Jeff the Robot.
See, exactly. So that's my Jeff the Robot.
You know what? Your Jeff the Robot should have been Mechagodzilla.
God damn it.
That's a missed opportunity.
So that's my giant monster talk show.
You want to... You want to talk about the non-monster first, Martin?
He's a monster. He destroys the city. What more do you want? He doesn't breathe lightning.
What'd you do, Ray? What'd you do?
You just picked any monster to be your talk show host instead of Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
But he's got the smile.
You used all the other monsters that you could have used.
It's just, does the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man have teeth?
I think
he does. He bites Paul Rudd in the Ghostbusters.
There we go. So, you know, he's got that. He's got talk show smile.
I think he gums Paul Martin. I don't think he bites him. I mean, marshmallow teeth is just.
He said it hurts.
He said it hurts. He didn't like it.
I'm not saying a gumming doesn't hurt.
You're telling me he wouldn't have that beautiful talk show smile?
He's very approachable.
Yeah. Huggable.
Lovable.
Well, Stay Puft isn't. It's not. That's not the point. The point is he's not in the chronic universe.
Right. You're not saying he can't be a talk show host. You're saying he's not in the monster category.
One of us is going to play bad cop.
You picked all the other monsters, but you just didn't pick your main monster. Your main dude isn't in the monster.
Well, he can't promote the show. He may not be on it. We don't know.
Like, you saved it by using every other monster that's going to be in the show, except not in the primary spotlight. Oh, I love you. Yeah, I mean, I love a talk show vibe, which I'm going to...
We're running out. You're telling... Listen, we're not going to do carpool karaoke. We're not going to do some bullshit. This is going to be a classic Johnny Carson talk show where people may get hurt.
When I'm up, we might. That's all I'm saying. I like a talk show. I like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. You're already super approachable. You don't even need a couch. You could just sit on
You're
him.
Telling me the audience wouldn't love that? Here's Stay Puft.
Okay.
That's not the point, Jimmy. The audience is gonna love Stay Puft. It's just the point is he's not in the Monarch Monsterverse.
I love Martin. That's not the point.
You know, think how big his shoe would be.
Nope.
He'd have a really big shoe.
The only thing I'm thinking of is a safety issue. Under those lights for too long, he might melt.
Those are some hot lights. No, I didn't think of that. You got me there, Michael.
And then, I mean...
That might be the only negative thing about this picture.
And get a Hershey chocolate bar and some graham crackers, and you're going to have a good time.
What a treat.
Seriously. At the end of the show, he becomes the treat. Like on Ellen, when everyone gets a thing, he flips off some of his marshmallow, and everybody gets a s'more.
He's
going
to have to dance around a pretty big table.
Yeah, definitely. And like... Do you think he could put a proton pack on behind? Like,
does he talk even? I don't even.
He doesn't. Is all he does in the movie that I know of. I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't do. He doesn't.
You picked a talk show host who's never said a word in his life.
I'm going to allow that suspension to occur because we're saying monsters can have talk shows in check.
How much weed are you on?
You know,
like,
I'm tired of you guys ganging up on me for my brilliant.
All right,
ideas.
All right, fair enough. Let's lay off. Fair enough. Okay, Martin, the floor is yours. Locked,
conceded. Oh my God. I'm going to pitch this to you, Michael.
Because I brought a monster from the series.
Yeah. So I'm pitching it to King Kong. You are Kong.
Okay.
Mr. King Kong. So as we know, everything comes in cycles. Like things come back in style.
Yeah.
What haven't we seen in a long time? What do we want to be ahead of the curve and what's due to come in? Dance movies. We haven't seen one in a while. Here's my pitch to you, Kong. Your next title to be the first, Dance of the Titans.
You've got me right now because I've been watching Dancing with the Stars for weeks.
That's where I thought you were going
to
go.
So every year, monsters come together on Skull Island and battle it out in a big dance competition.
Yes.
Your crew, the Conga Line Boys.
Yes. The Conga Line Boys.
By King Ghidorah with his limitless Hydra style. So in this term, you get served. You get served by King Ghidorah.
That's a dance movie title.
You got served. You're down. You're out. You feel like... Dancing is no more future for you, so you travel the world, you try to find a new style, and you hear about this hermit who's a dance master.
This is all of a sudden Star Wars.
His name is Mechagodzilla.
Nice.
And he teaches you robot style.
Robot, like pop and lock and shit.
Robot style, yeah. Is it enough to come back next year to beat King Ghidorah? I don't know. Why don't you read the script and find out?
Oh, he leaves me on a cliffhanger.
That's a big sheet of cardboard to throw down.
No kidding. You think that band's going to feel safe playing around all that shit? Like, I have a live band?
I love
that.
There's
no monsters, right? There's no humans.
I love that.
We're taking out the humans. Remember when I said I wanted all the monsters? This is all monsters.
Oh, that's right. Okay, the Conga Line band. Okay, sorry. My bad.
The Conga Line boys.
I don't think I could physically handle getting served. Imagine getting served in such a gargantuan proportion.
Okay.
How do you recover from that?
Besides the fact, here's a callback, besides the fact that Jimmy didn't bring a monster, you have my, I'm just kidding.
He destroyed New York! That's the only thing they have to do!
You're right, he did.
That is the qualification.
Of a monster, yes. Just when we said monarch, no. So, but like, okay, what are there other, what kind of dances are being done? What am I going to be, how am I going to be dancing?
Yeah, what's like Godzilla style?
No, that I get.
Well, they all have, like, different styles. Like, Godzilla probably like a lizard style. Kong's, like, more of an ape style, monkey style. Very, like, you know, very high-flying, acrobatic.
Okay.
Godzilla's more of a slithery style. That's why Mechagodzilla's more of a robot style.
I love that.
I do. Yeah, I do. I
and
like.
And also, too, our show doesn't it promotes peace. You know?
You solve your problems with dance.
It's competition through dance. There's no violence.
I like that. That's a good message.
It is a great message, considering every one of these creatures has caused some insurance.
Destroyed them. This is how you build up your brand to a more peaceful King Kong. You
kids
know?
Don't do dance battles anymore. What
no,
happened?
They don't. I used to do them in high school.
How'd you do?
I got punched out.
He's 0 for 12.
Yeah. I got knocked out. I got knocked out in a break circle.
Ones, right?
That's
remember,
not supposed to happen.
Remember,
no.
Like, Save the Last Dance? That was one of the first ones that came out. You're like, that was a fucking dope movie.
It was.
Or Dirty Dancing, one yep. of the first ones that came out. Then everything after that, you don't remember.
Michael
but
combined.
You want to be ahead of the curve, so.
He combined the Save the Last strike. Dance with Cinderella Man.
Sure. I like it. I've always felt an urge to dance as a the Kongs that come from a long line of dancers is
we'll work
saying.
It into a live show.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get Disney to produce it. Jimmy, I'm good. Do you want
to? I mean, great pitch, Martin. I think that's a fantastic idea. You're right. Dance shows are starting to.
So you think you can dance? World best dance. Derek Huff to host.
Like a movie. There hasn't been a movie. You know, like Flashdance, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Footloose.
Wow. Yeah. Footloose. What was...
I'd love to see Godzilla in, like, a tank top and jeans just dancing in a warehouse. Dancing on
Why
a warehouse.
Not? Why not?
I think it's a great bitch.
That's
I love
the
that.
Big finale where, like, Godzilla goes to lift...
Yeah, exactly. Mothra.
Time of your life, baby.
I think that's a good pitch. I think Michael's going to have some trouble here.
I might.
Intuitive improvisation.
All right. Well, who's going to be my...
You went Ghostbusters too, eh?
Sorry, we got another Stay Puft, Martin. That's what I said. You'll love mine. No. I picked Hydra.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I also picked a late night talk show.
Really?
I swear to Christ, I did.
What the fuck?
You get two. What are the fucking odds? We don't talk anymore before we do this, listener. So that's why this is fun. So who's going to be my Hydra? Who am I pitching here? Is it Martin or is it Jimmy?
God damn it.
Go to Jimmy. Go to Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay. All right, Hydra, listen up. All right. Same reasons as earlier. We do not see enough of... we do not...
He's doing the Hydra thing.
You're just stealing Jimmy's arguments.
Well, it kind of happened that way.
Well,
No, okay, all right. Hydra,
we're waiting.
Hydra,
I gotta stand.
It's a good visual gag for an
Hydra.
Audio podcast.
All right. Let me give you some Hydra. In a world where late night talk shows are usually hosted by charismatic humans, our idea of a late night talk show called Hail Hydra, by the way. Features with the one and only three-headed Hydra as yourself as a charismatic nice. Host, bringing in fresh and entertaining twist to the late-night talk show world. So we're going to have a monologue just like any other one, except we've got a three-for-one monologue.
They're
going to
be letting prisoners out of jail, and you know where they're putting them? In Congress.
See, you've got it. You're perfect for this. The format of the show offers an exciting blend of humor, pop culture references, and deep insights to the lives of the world. So we've got some structure here for you. As mentioned, I wanted to do a monologue.
I mostly love destroying structures.
We're also going to have an interview series. The heart of the show is the interviews with famous monsters from the Godzilla universe. Each episode delves into the personal lives, career highlights, and even some of the juicy behind the scenes. Think, what's Kong's favorite snack? Or what kind of lighting is in Mothra's home?
So is this going to be kind of like behind the actor's studio?
A little bit.
Okay, I like that.
Like the chair, right? Yeah. Just two chairs and some microphones.
It's Howard Stern. So how big are your three cocks?
Following up with that, we're going to have the Monster Mash to add to the competitive element. The Hydra, you are going to invite guests to participate.
Us.
And sometimes outrageous challenges. Think stuff like disaster art, where you're recreating an art piece from the world you've broken. Or guess that tentacle. audience interaction with the show as well. Everybody loves some audience interaction. So we're going to have a Q&A at the end of each episode where you're talking to a monster. And then someone from the audience will be like, hey, look, I painted a picture of Mothra and me at a family vacation. Would you sign it and not kill me, please? Stuff like that. You're going to have a lot of fun. And at the end of it, we're also going to have the monster news, which is the Hydra provides humorous take on current monster-related news. Think like Titanic battles in far-off lands or celebrity sightings in Tokyo. Here's an example. Today in Southeast Asia, Godzilla was seen picking his nose. Talk about a king-sized booger. Right? This is the format we're going to present. We feel that between all
that
three...
That could go on Leno.
That, you get it.
You could write for Leno.
Between your three heads and your amazing prowess, I feel we could really bring out the missing elements of the monster world.
I've got my own Andy Richters.
You do. We get you cheap.
That's three paychecks, though, Mike.
It's hey, listen, we'll negotiate. I also had the last little thing here. I had the monster musical performance. Each episode concludes with a special musical performance, just like bands going on talk shows. Smaller monsters. Think like the Kaiju Kazoo Orchestra would be there or something like that. We don't want to promote popular ones. We want to promote.
It's actually just Imagine Dragons every week.
Yes, that's actually the real band, is the Imagine Dragons for the Hail Hydra talk show. And you would get the early slot. You'd have the 10:35 to 11:45.
That's a good slot.
It's a good slot.
That's bedtime hours. People
are going to tune in to see each of your heads.
And what night?
Your Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, you're gonna replace Fallon. That's the
finally.
That's the big thing here.
Finally. You can't not laugh during a sketch? What the hell's the matter with you?
What do you think? Want to step into the elevator, talk a little bit more?
Let's talk.
Anyways, floor is yours, gentlemen.
The four of us, let's talk.
Jimmy, I'd like to hear from you first. What does Stay Puft have to say?
I'm hurt. I'm hurt that you copied my idea.
Or are you hurt that it had the right monsters in it? Which one hurts you more?
You know, it just hurts. It hurts. We've been working on this promo for months. I don't know.
I told you I was doing this.
I don't know who leaked the info, but we're very upset.
It was the janitor. After he saw the notes from our meeting.
Mostly, I'm upset that it's better executed than my own.
I didn't cross promote with different monsters of different universes.
I do love a TV show where they would interview the monsters and ask them about themselves and where they came from and what they are and what they do. I think that would be very informative.
Like Kong, what were you thinking while fighting with Godzilla?
Do you think you had a shot?
Were you nervous?
Were you nervous?
Did you think you could take him? Like
working a scene with Godzilla?
When you realized that fighting in Tokyo would be fun and you started throwing apartment buildings at him, what was going through your mind? Let's get to the deeper, darker aspects of our favorite monsters.
Love it.
And then at the same time playing games like Guess That Tentacle. Is that Susie's tentacle or is that Frank's tentacle? I don't know. Pull back the curtain. Whose tentacle is it?
Seriously unserious. I love it.
Yeah. Martin?
Two things.
Dos.
I love how you're like, just like from earlier. Just like from earlier in the show. And that's how you opened it.
Hey, it's a pitch. I don't have that much time. I'll condense it. Somebody already held court and got half my points.
Somebody did the heavy lifting, so I'm just going to sprinkle some sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Put some sprinkles on this thing.
The sprinkle sprinkler.
Just like Jimmy's butt with sprinkles.
With monsters.
Sprinkles usually do make it better.
Is the Kaiju Kazoo. I just want to see what that is.
I love that. Is that a five-team kaiju band that all plays the kazoos?
Exactly, but in different pitches, so you can harmonize with the kazoo.
And they all play Radioactive.
I'll admit I've never played a kazoo in my life.
It's more about humming than it is about breathing in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There you got it. Is that a kazoo he's got? Where did he find that? He pulled it out of his ass.
I'm the kazoo
impression. Is that a kazoo in your pocket, or is it a penis?
He's playing the kazoo with his ass.
Well, unless is the floor closed, we can proceed to voting.
I think so.
All right, fair enough. So, Jimmy, as you started off,
yes, Martin, sure, shut up.
because we don't have a Charles.
Yeah,
here
I vote for fucking Martin. It's Martin. Shut up.
That was easy, Martin.
Close the meeting.
Adjourned.
Martin wins. It's done. Who did you pick,
I'm
Martin?
I'm voting for Kaiju Kazoo.
Fuck.
Sweet.
I'll be back.
Okay, so that means that I either make Martin a winner or I piss Martin off with Stay Puft, and everybody gets a point this week. And I'm sorry, I can't steep that low. Martin, you are the winner. I want to see a movie all about fucking interpretive dance from King Kong.
His
Mechanism.
Vote with integrity campaigns are working.
They are. They are. We're friends. We still talk after this, so I have to hear it.
Since 2021.
I'm going to make a shirt that says vote for integrity and put it on the site.
It's, Martin's face.
Yeah, vote with integrity.
Do it in like the political style. I love that. With the red,
that's
white,
a real
blue.
Debater shirt.
I mean,
that's a real debater shirt.
Seeing the I'm logistically speaking, building a talk show studio for monsters like me and Jimmy wanted to do, kind of expensive. But going back to Skull Island, you've got a set, right? You just film it there and then you turn it into dance and. It's what is
it's
it?
It's a
like?
Lot of flying them out for the contest.
No,
a lot of
lions are killed, so
just the ones that are accidentally stepped on.
Everybody,
there's no more humans in Skull Island. They're all dead, right? Aren't they?
No, there's
the tribe.
Yeah, oh, the tribe.
That's why I thought the Conga Boys was the tribe.
No, the Conga Boys are like his family. They're the apes.
Oh, I missed that point.
They're dance crew.
Oh, then I take my vote back.
They're all titans.
He's not part of the Donkey Kong family. I don't think.
No.
He hates ladders
and
barrels.
Even like in the movies, like his family was all dead, but here they're alive.
Right, they're at the center of the earth.
When they do the center of the earth
that's
thing,
right.
And Brendan Fraser wasn't there.
How disappointing!
Right, but like you see all the skulls from the previous Kongs,
and he's home.
Well. All right. Well, before we go, listener, there are some things that I was reading that I thought would be fun to talk about this week. One being, let me bring up the note here because it's insane. So when you work at Apple, which kind of plays into this because this is an Apple Plus production. When you work at Apple, there are 11 things that creators are supposed to follow when they work at Apple. And it's almost like you sign over your fucking first child. So. Let me bring up the list here. Apple actually approved this, too. It's from IndieWire, so it's got some decent reporting behind it. First one, all right, think about this. Don't share or discuss any aspect of the project with anyone who is not NDA'd and does not have a business-related need to know.
Wow.
So, like, family and friends?
Can't tell them anything.
Can't tell them anything.
Well, I guess it's more like you can tell them, but if they leak that information, then it comes back to you. You're fucked.
It is, because how did they know if you're the only one in the family on the show?
That's like third level clearance bunker CIA shit right there.
That's what I'm getting into, guys. Like, this is need to know, like, majestic clearance type shit. Do not blog, tweet, or post any social media.
Well, that kind of falls under the same thing.
You're a fucking idiot if you're posting about shit that hasn't seen the world
yet.
Do
it after.
Here's when you're
interested. There are a lot of idiots out there, though, Mike.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. You do have to put it in writing, otherwise people can say, well, I didn't know. Oh, so you're sleeping under my desk? That's strongly... You're against that?
I didn't know I was supposed to sleep with the maid.
That's it, not the desk thing. So sleeping with the maid, that's strongly advised against? Oh, George. Your home office must be fully enclosed, private workspace with solid floor ceilings and floor-to-ceiling walls, a.k.a. you need a fucking panic room to work for Apple. Any doors or windows must be closed and locked at any time when you are not in the space or when you have sensitive materials out in the open.
Wow.
All windows must be obscured by frosting, tinting, or covered with closed blinds at any time project information is visible. All device screens must be oriented away from the door and window openings, i.e., if you're looking
on...
Yeah, someone could be with a fucking telephoto lens on you. They think that people would do this for Godzilla. All pre-release materials and revelatory documentation, such as scripts, etc., must be stored in a locking file cabinet, safe, or similar secure container when not actively in use.
And this is all stuff that I'm sure they paid to provide to these people.
I would hope so.
You're going to buy me blackout blinds,
probably
please?
Probably
not.
It's fucking Apple. Pre-release materials and revelatory documentation must be within your positive control, i.e. direct visual observation. At no time will pre-release materials or revelatory documentation be left unattended outside a secure, lockable container. This includes meal and bathroom breaks.
Christ. This is probably, I think a lot of this has to do with, like, because most people are working from home now, right?
So yeah, that's true.
It did. I that's a good point.
Not a lot of people are in the office anymore, so yeah. A lot of people do have to have that. You have to have that in contract and writing now.
That's true.
Undisclosed people, including family and friends, must not be allowed within your workspace at any time revelatory information is exposed. Honey, get the fuck out of my office! And janitorial maintenance personnel or this is what I love the most, because it's always the janitor that gets something, right?
Yeah.
Janitorial maintenance personnel or family members must not be allowed in your workspace unless and only when all device screens are locked and all sensitive materials are secured within lockable containers. And lastly, you must take responsibility for ensuring you do not dispose of materials in a way that expose your work to the world. All documentation must
be... that's the same rule 11 times.
It is, isn't it? But it sounds threatening when you say it 11 times.
Yeah.
Could you guys work for someone like that? Like, could you follow all the rules and not fuck up is, I guess, my question?
I mean, mistakes happen, but...
Yeah.
I could buy blackout curtains, I guess.
I mean, that's what the guy said when we all saw Ryan Reynolds in Wolverine Origins and the CGI wasn't done.
Right.
Well, any company where I work from home has that in their rules.
Yeah.
Like, I can't have anyone in the room with me when I'm working because if I have, like, medical files.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But we're treating the next season of Monarch Legacy, for example.
It's the biggest thing that nobody can know about ever.
Exactly. And a leak is sometimes a good thing because...
Like, I don't know. All the scripts for fucking Scream kept leaking and nobody was able to do anything about it. So
or
maybe, I don't know.
It didn't stop us from going to see the movie because the script is not how you see it.
I think they're just doing it to do it, but is it going to stop or change anything? I doubt it.
Yeah. It's just legal jargon.
I just found it interesting that like a cell phone company who's... Like they're hitting hits. Right, like they're making stuff. Like, what was the thing that, like, Martin, the thing you watched that inspired the pitch debate?
Ted Lasso.
No, I mean, sure. No, the guy selling real estate on the moon, Billy Crudup.
That was an Apple TV show too, as well.
Yeah,
I can't remember, but like, I know what you're talking about.
I think they just know that, like, they're a $3 trillion company evaluation. They can hire the best people to make stuff, and they've got money to do it. But
Apple's doing really good. They're one of the, in terms of shows this year, Apple has been my favorite.
They turned it up.
Producer of content.
They really did turn it up. Like, they've got some good sci-fi, some good drama, some good comedy. Like, Ted Lasso is the model for watching something fun and amazing.
That got everybody in, but then they were able to keep them.
But if you make more joy-based television like that, you're going to win.
Yeah.
You're always going to win. And then lastly, before we go, I thought this might be interesting too. So the SAG contract is out.
Oh.
And Fran Drescher has been yelling at everybody, specifically Justine Bateman.
I think she only yells.
Yeah. She New Yorks at you. But there has been some pushback from people who, like the 20% who didn't want to vote for this contract.
Right.
And Jason Bateman's sister, Justine Bateman, is a filmmaker, she's a director, and she has just been fucking livid about what has been put into this contract. She's against the words and says there's doom and gloom coming. And
well, yeah, it's temporary.
It's 3 years and shit that happens.
That's so temporary.
So temporary. But the language, I don't understand the language. I'm not going to sit here and be like, this is this and this is that. Like, you can read it. I tweeted about it. But it's interesting that they refer to you as a digital or natural performance.
Ew.
That is the language that is now being used
to discuss whether it's AI or a person.
Yeah, your natural performance, and when your natural performance can be used as a digital performance, and how it can be used. Like, this language is very black. It's fucking Black Mirror, is what it is. And I was like, okay, maybe they're just going to talk about, like, AI protections, as in, like, we're not using your likeness. They actually agreed to allow their likeness being used, but have the control over it, how it's being used.
Okay.
Which is what I think the whole fight was that we're not against AI, we're against how you want to use our AI. And they weren't allowed to talk about that because that would leak stuff. That would break the 11 Apple rules, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys want to read it, it's on my Twitter, which is now on the website and stuff like that. I put yours up there too. Actually, everybody's shit is up there if you want to take a look at it. But it's crazy how the world we're living in now, like, you're gonna have to discern if it's a digital performance
or in the case of Secret Invasion, you can just fucking tell.
You can tell it to fuck. Did anybody finish it?
No.
Martin,
no.
Did you finish it?
No.
Did that stop you from wanting to finish it?
It was just
the show itself wasn't good.
Yeah.
Is it bad Nick Fury or a bad show?
It's just a bad show.
Bad show.
Okay. I'm two episodes away from
Loki is what you should be watching this season. That's it.
I'm two episodes away from finishing it. I know what happened, but I just want to see how it all played out. I'm so happy. Glorious purpose. I know the season finale sounds just absolutely beautiful.
It's going to set up everything, isn't it?
I have. Well, okay.
But so, I heard they're moving away from Kang, so.
Spoiler alert here, everybody. This is going to be out 2 weeks after it's already happened. But,
spoiler.
So do you guys know the end credit scene in the Marvels? Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, this is pretty interesting stuff. So with all the shit that's been going on with Marvel right now, and everybody getting superhero fatigue.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
and like just the world of superheroes being jammed down our throat. We've talked about this multiple times. You like What If because it's short.
Yeah.
And it proved that you can pack Marvel into a half an hour.
That's right.
Great point. And like, I mean, this is the first one we haven't jumped at to go in the theaters and see. I've seen everything else in the
theaters. All the reviews are great.
All the reviews are great about it. The director's fucking nailing it. It's her like second major film and she fucking kills it. She's a video game nerd. She loves this world. I can't remember her name, but
is the Marvels out in theaters or is it out
It's out in theaters still.
It's out
in
theaters.
But like it sadly, if you're gonna judge it on its merit, it only made $45 million opening weekend. Lowest opening Marvel movie since. But the point of all this is that in the movie, an incursion takes place. An incursion is words that were used in Loki.
Okay.
So what I think we are getting is Marvel's finally having to show their cards and been like, how long can we stretch out before we get to Secret Wars and before we get to the multiverse battles and just make all this shit in between with all these bad TV shows? And people are now starting to get upset that all this shit's coming out.
Yeah.
So Loki ends a week before Marvel's is launched in theaters. You have the word incursion used in both series. Movie and series. At the end of Marvel's, there is a scene where Monica Rambeau's mom from Captain Marvel is on some sort of space station or some scene she's in. Standing next to her is Kelsey Grammer
as Beast.
Beast.
No way. No way.
Yes way.
What the fuck?
So, what I think
Frasier wears jeans now.
I know, right? Have you seen the new show?
Yeah. Jeans and Skechers? Bullshit. Frasier wouldn't wear that.
And they even have Lilith back too. It's
fuck
fucking amazing.
That.
So, but anyways, yes. So
Frasier ain't wearing jeans.
They finally are, I think, because of what's happening, they're shrinking their production schedule and pulling out everything that they were going to fill this huge world in that they were going to make money off of.
And they're just let's just make money now.
Then we get Internet Daddy being rumored to be cast as Pedro Pascal being cast
seems
as
like it's
Fantastic.
Gonna happen.
Seems like it's going to happen. Also, yesterday we've got Javier Bardem as Galactus. That's also being rumored.
You know why I think the Pedro Pascal casting doesn't work? Is because you can't cast a likable person to be Reed Richards.
Reed Richards is a scientific dick.
Yeah, exactly. And he's too perfect. We love Pedro Pascal.
Martin, does Beast excite you finally? Like, I mean,
I do. I'm excited. I want to see the Marvels now.
Me too. That makes me pretty excited to see it.
Like it's
you better not be fucking lying to me, Mike.
I'm not.
We'll come for you. We know where you live.
It's all over the net. It's been leaked.
I'll be in the theater with you.
Yeah. So you'll just look over at me and be like, "You lied. You were just using clickbait."
When is it out again? Is it out already?
Yeah, it came out last weekend.
Okay.
I'm free Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Just get it out of the way.
We're going to see The Holdovers tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick. I'm pretty excited.
Fuck.
Paul Giamatti.
Follow. Has he done anything? I'm sure he's done stuff.
Well, he was doing Billionaires.
That's
Billions.
Right. Yeah. He's a great director. Such a great director.
This is gonna be a good movie.
Anyway, so yeah. So there's some Marvel stuff. There's some shocking news. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. I think the X-Men universe and Fantastic Four is now being sped up.
Finally.
Because the public is backlashing.
Yeah. And give us something. Give us something good.
Yeah, and I mean, remember how great Endgame was, Martin? Like, we cried.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We were emotionally invested. And I'm not saying I hate Marvel. I'm just tired of not having a ramp up.
Well, you guys could come to the dark side.
I'm totally fine with Dark Seed. I'm fine with DC.
Jump on over.
There's a reason you watch both.
Things are coming up.
You watch.
Dude, Peacemaker's a great show.
Damn right.
Fucking amazing.
And he's staying, and Blue Beetle's actor is staying.
Blue Beetle's
solo.
On Crave already. Came out this weekend.
I know. I watched it again. I forget who else is staying, but. Oh, Vigilante's actor is still going to be Vigilante.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yep.
That guy's great.
He was so funny.
And Amanda Waller is still going to be Viola Davis.
She's the glue that holds everything together.
Everybody else is new. And I'm pretty excited, except for Aquaman 2.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it.
I'm going to make you go to Aquaman 2.
I'll go to Aquaman 2. I just won't smile. Like.
Oh, nobody will.
Why are we here? I want to open Christmas presents. Get me the fuck out of here.
Hey, Martin, you'll be in town, right? You want to go see Aquaman 2?
I guess so.
Let's just go sit there with sour looks on our
That's
face.
That's our Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Grant Park,
done.
Oh, you know it. No. We got to go to Poland and watch this terrible movie.
Yeah, we got to make it as uncomfortable and shitty as possible. See, even R2 agrees.
Right. We'll watch the VIP.
All right, guys. Well, listener, thank you so much for tuning into another episode. If this is your first time, just follow the show. That's all you got to do. Apple and Spotify. Follow the show. It's free. It's cheap. If you like this kind of comedy, if you like us talking about movies for you, then do that. The rest of it, it's all on your own. If you want to subscribe to us, everything's in the show notes. You can stay in touch. You can follow our events. Everything's always there, but if you're subscribed, then you're in the know, and then you never have to worry, and you're never going to miss a trivia night.
And you'll be seeing us around town quite a bit, so you might not want to miss those.
You will. We have a thing happening this week that we're testing. We're beta testing.
Yeah.
And then once we get that down, we're going to tell you all about it. It's going to be like a monthly thing. Probably going to do 2 a month if we can, because it's so fucking easy. And it'll be a communal event. It'll be fun, and you can win shit. And you'll be like, the real debaters are awesome.
God, we're generous.
We're so fucking generous.
I don't know how we
So you be generous, too, and follow the fucking... No, I'm kidding. Follow the show, please.
Get him!
Fuck. I have... Hail Hydra. Who have you been?
I've been Stay Puffed.
You Stay Puffed.
I'll Stay Puffed.
Underline Boys, represent.
Watch all the movies, kids. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.